their delusion that'll determine what the future will bring, and I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and, well, today our guest is Mr. Wilfred Hahn, and we've had him on our other program before talking about oil, and we're going to have him on our other program talk about oil again, but today we were going to talk about what's going on in the Muslim world, and I think that people have to understand that we're moving towards a truly class of civilizations. It's not necessary. I do not believe that this was a major factor until recently, but well, anyway, let's hear what Mr. Hahn has to say about what's going on in the Middle East and how it's going to impact not only the society and the course of those countries, but how it may very well have a profound impact on what happens right here in the United States. Mr. Hahn, thank you so very much for being with us.
Good to join you again, Dr. Stan.
So I'll let you go ahead and pick up the story.
Well, one of the aspects that I wanted to talk about today, shedding some light on what I would call the schism between Islam, and Islam by no means is a uniform world. There's many sectarian differences within that and so forth. And the same is also true for, to use a broad word, Christendom. Kind of dangerous to use that word, but certainly Muslims, when they look to the West, they do call us Christian. When they look towards Europe and so forth, they broadly identify us as being Christian nations. So in that sense, I use that word. But one of the differences, there's so many differences, of course, between some of the perspectives that Islam has versus what the broad teachings of Christians group is. What I wanted to talk to specifically, and what I believe is also at root, now there's a number of things, but this is also at root of the differences and also the rising, the rising strife that we're having between these two broad parts of the world, has to do with the world of money, believe it or not. And it's something that we in North America, and certainly I would call the high-income nations of the world, don't really realize. We live in the more prosperous areas of the world, and we don't necessarily see that one of the major fundamental differences between our two cultures has to do with money. And it's an important difference because Islam overall sees it as being an irksome issue. In other words, an issue that bothers them very much. And I'd like to develop that a little bit, Dr. Stan.
You go right ahead.
About those aspects.
You go right ahead.
Okay. Well, the major difference here being perspectives on money, it'd be useful just to take a step back here for a second and to help us give a perspective on this. I mentioned already earlier, it's probably a very, very difficult topic for all of us here in the higher income nations, North America, because we are living inside of it. Because we live inside of it, we can't necessarily see it. We live in a very prosperous society. We live in the age of global capital, as I call it. It's a very recent phenomenon, but to all of us who are comfortable going to the local ATM and familiar with their financial system, it would seem it's always been that way, but that's not the case. The age of global capital is, as I mentioned, a relatively recent phenomenon, and as the Islamic scholar would see it, it's dramatically different than it might have been, say, 150 years ago. Only 150 years ago, 200 years ago, Islamic nations were still, one of the predominant cultures in the world. They were on the leading edge, going back even further, but certainly up well into the Ottoman period. It was the Islamic nations that were the great scholars and the wealthiest countries, and all of a sudden, we hit this age of industrial development, and in a short period of time, Christian nations became the wealthiest. So I just want to mention that because it hasn't always been that way, and we need to realize, living in the societies that we are today, what's happened and why it's happened.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this afternoon is Mr. Wilfred Hahn, and he's really a financial advisor, lives up in Canada, over in the Okanagan area, Okanagan Valley. And we're talking about the monetary system, the Islamic monetary system compared with the American monetary system. So I'm going to let him develop this idea, because I think it's a very important concept that most Americans have never thought of. So you pick up the story there.
Okay, thanks. So thanks again, Dr. Stan. I just left off mentioning that the way we have it today in the financial world wasn't always that way, and that at one point in time, Islamic nations were the leaders of the world. They were the most wealthy. They were the most advanced technologically and philosophically and so forth. But it's changed. Now, I want to just jump right to the heart of the matter here and then come back to some statistics. One of the big differences, of course, between the two faiths is the teaching on usury. Usury being the lending of money, but particularly the lending of money, at least from the Christian perspective, at very, very high rates, is what they call usurious rates. According to Muhammad in the Quran, his teaching was that any kind of interest, the charging of any interest, was a sin. In fact, it was proscribed. It was not allowed. There's a number of references in the Quran which speak expressly against the charging of interest. And that's quite profound. And I want to show you how profound it is in our time and how it adds to the kind of schisms and problems that we see today between the Islamic world and what we will call the Western world. Now, the Christians, on the other hand, have a somewhat different view of usury. Of course, there were different groups at different times that also held a similar view to Islam, or at least the Islamic persuasion. But Christians are allowed to charge interest. But usury is wrong. Usury in the Christian definition being if it's high interest, or at least, you know, if you're charging interest and taking advantage of people who can't pay back and so on and so forth. So there's this difference. And I want to just dwell on that a little bit and explain the significance of that, why it is one of the beliefs, Quranic beliefs, that has led to the big, big difference that we have in the world today. And I'll come back to that just in a second. Now, I should mention just a little bit of my background. I'm an ex-research director for a Wall Street firm. Used to run the largest global investment management company in this country and around the world. And in fact, have managed Islamic money. In fact, some employees of ours have managed funds for Islamic groups. So we're somewhat familiar, can't say we're experts, but certainly familiar with some of the concepts that come to bear when it comes to money. And that experience, which was probably about 10 years ago when we looked after some of these Islamic funds, you know, gave me the interest to at least to pursue this further and to study the differences between Islam and Christendom on interest. So that just gives you a little bit of the background on the experiences that I've had in that field. But let me come back to now the topic of interest and just develop that for you a little bit. They call it al-riba. That's the Arabic word for the charging of interest. And as I mentioned, Muslims are prescribed from doing so. They shouldn't. But it's very interesting to discover why. There's some very good reasons for it. And I think most of us, when we would listen to some of the Quranic scholars explain why they support that view, I think we would agree with it. I'm not saying I endorse Islam or any of those kinds of things. I'm just saying the teaching here on this one area has some reason for it. And for one, let me just explain one. There's a number of them, but I think this one here is interesting. An Islamic scholar explained that to me one day. And he mentioned that, you know, if you charge interest and you guarantee somebody a rate of return, let's say you lend some money to your friend and you're going to charge him 10% interest. Now, the Islamic person or the Muslim would see that as being blasphemous because he believes only God can look into the future and guarantee something. You see that interesting concept? So that's why they believe if you guarantee an interest rate, in other words, a return, that's blasphemous. And so therefore, that's one of the reasons why that's not allowed. So it's an interesting reason and you know, not one that, you know, I would frown on. You know, just mention another thing here on the concept of why they wouldn't charge interest. They were also very aware, as were the Jews, actually, or the Hebrews, I should say, if you look at some of the teachings in the Bible. They knew that if you had a usurious type of society where people would charge high interest for long periods of time, you would get a very stratified economy. You know, very few rich people and a lot of poor people. And we can certainly see that happening even in our own countries here in North America. In fact, the United States has got one of the widest wealth distributions, or skews, I should say, it is the widest of all the high-income nations in Canada. So they saw that, and that was one of the reasons they didn't want that. You might recall the Hebrews had that Jubilee year. Every 50th year, they would lay their bets flat. They would lay their debts flat and start all over again. That's sort of a short explanation. So, in brief, isn't that interesting that some of the reasons behind that, at least that al-riba policy, in other words, not charging interest. But here's where it gets interesting. Of course, us here in the Christian West do charge interest, and because of that is one of the reasons why we would say the vast part of the Christian West, which is basically the industrial part of the world, has become extremely wealthy in the age of global capital. And I want to develop that a little bit for you to just explain why we've had this phenomenal boom in financial wealth in the world. And again, it's a recent phenomenon. It only goes back 100 and 150 years, particularly accelerating these last two decades or so. It's just a literal explosion of financial capital around the world, and it's a world, by the way, in which the Islamic nations, here I'm thinking of the 57 nations that are part of the Organization of Islamic Conference, they are just pipsqueaks in that world. They hardly amount to a drop in a bucket when you compare that against the financial capital that is basically part of or controlled by what we would call the high-income nations of the world. And just briefly, I would say, just to give you a perspective, quote you some statistics, if you will, that'll give all of us here and listeners just a feel for how huge this difference has become and between, let's say, the Islamic countries and the industrial West. For example, of course, it's difficult to get statistics here in all the Islamic nations, nations such as Iraq and so forth, and Somalia. Very tough to get any statistics. But for the 51 nations of the world that we can get statistics, the average income per person, this statistic's about 2 years old, is $1,028. Well, think about that. $1,028, I think many North Americans would make that in a week. That compares to the average per person income for the world's, in this case I'm going to just look at the 52 high income nations, that compares to an average of $27,700. I'm just rounding some of these numbers. So there you have it. That's a 27 times difference between the average income, as recorded, of what we look at all the Islamic nations versus the high income nations, and of course it's even higher here in North America. So, that is a huge difference, and it also represents an enormous change. At one point in time, Islamic nations were more prosperous than the other nations that I quoted. And, there's one big difference, and I could quote all kinds of statistics to show just how phenomenally split those two worlds are. You know, again, take those 51 nations, Islamic nations, so to speak. They only count for 4.2% of the world economy, and yet, you know, that's they represent 1.25 billion people. That's well over 20% of the world's population. And on the other hand, you take just a select number of what we will call Western Christian nations. Let's say 10 of them. There you have a relatively small part of the world's population, less than 10%. Responsible for over 60% of the world output.
So, of course, isn't this really dependent upon our form of being able to create money, really,
yeah,
nothing,
yes,
and get people to accept that, and then with that money you can buy property, you can buy,
yeah,
you know, manufacturing, you can buy factories, you can do the research, and it's all really because of the monetary system we have in,
yeah,
the West that we've been able to do these things, and we've been able to prosper as much as we have.
Right. You know, exactly. It's as I mentioned earlier, Dr. Sten, the point that I made and just the point that you've made, it just isn't on the radar screen for most of us. We just don't realize it because we live inside of it. We accept that accounting system or that way of banking those financial systems as just the way they are because they are, and don't realize that they're, you know, to a large degree, you could argue also that they're a fabrication. But, by the way, I should just mention to individuals who are interested in these kinds of developments and statistics, you may be interested in our website. It's called eternalvalue.com. All kinds of resources on there, particularly on this topic. We do have a booklet. It's available free that can be downloaded on the Internet. It's called Muslims, Money, and Mayhem. That'll give you more or less an in-depth view as to some of the differences that we're talking about here and we'll continue to talk about. Incidentally, also, we have a free newsletter called the Eternal Value Review. If you do happen to visit our website, eternalvalue.com, invite you to subscribe to that free. Pretty well all of our publications are free. So I just kind of interjected there and just mentioned that those available resources. But back to your comment, Dr. Sten, you're talking about the financial system.
We're going to have to hold that. We're going to take a break here. We're going to be back after the break with Mr. Wilfred on, and we're really talking about how the West has prospered with this monetary system. We may even consider it fraudulent, but it certainly has worked, at least for a time.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Black Mercury purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Mercury purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Proper nutrition is absolutely essential for good health, but most people just don't eat right. Did you know that vitamin C is essential for our health? It's responsible for our collagen, for our bone. It's an excellent antioxidant that protects our immune system, but we can't produce it. Every other animal in the world can produce it except for fruit bats, hamsters, and human beings, and that's why we need vitamin C supplements. Most people are vitamin D deficient during the winter months, and certainly those who work indoors are vitamin D deficient during the entire year, and you need supplements. If you'd like to learn about the various health books and tape sets and videos and other health products that are available for Radio Liberty, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Radio Liberty Health Catalog. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Mr. Wilfred Hahn. We're talking about the monetary system of the Muslims compared with the monetary system of the West. And you go ahead and pick up the story there.
Yeah, well, we just left off, Dr. Stan, talking about the Western-based financial system, and I might have mentioned the word fraudulent. That would be an exaggeration. Of course, the system has worked very, very well. There are, of course, the whole R system, and I won't really get into that because it'll hold up our discussion on some of these other aspects. It's certainly based on a lot of confidence. But I want to strike right back to the fundamental differences here as to why the Christian nations the last 100 to 200 years experienced this enormous boom, not only in their economies, but also in the world of what I call the age of global capital. The Muslim world is a pipsqueak in that world. They have very, very little financial muscle as compared to the Western nations. I mentioned some statistics earlier before the break as to how small Islam really is. But back to the differences, why that has happened, and that comes right back to the differences, the religious differences and perspectives on the charging of interest. Islam prescribes in other words, disallows the charging of interest. The West does not. And that is the key as to why the West could much more ably build this big, big financial colossus that today reigns. And I do want to mention the statistics about that just to give listeners a perspective as to just how big it has become. But before I do, I'll just mention a word about interest. The concept of interest is absolutely essential to build, to build this big financial system that we have. The time value of money, I think all of us are familiar with that means. Our money essentially has two uses. Either we go buy something with it, or we go put it on deposit and collect an interest rate, or go invest it somewhere and hopefully get a return. An interest rate, in that sense, is the time value of money. If we give it to somebody for a period of time, they're going to pay us interest. But in the world of Islamic finance, that's not possible, at least hasn't been. Now, there's some new inventions that are coming out recently, the last decade or so, which are changing some of these things. But by and large, you need that concept of interest to build this enormous financial system that the world has had. But I mentioned earlier that this age of capital really has only been thrust upon the world in the last several decades. You could even say the last 35 years or so. Let me give you just a perspective as to how large the world of financial capital has become, particularly in the last 20 years. Now, let me go back just to pick some statistics off the shelf for you to see. Back in 1982, just to compare against people's average income, the average income in the entire world back in 1982 was $2,147. Now, it doesn't sound like much to us here in North America, but remember, that's an average for the entire world. Then in 2004, that's the latest up-to-date statistic that we have, the average income of the income of the average person in the world was $6,440. So that's a rise of about three times. So that's 22 years, and that income for the average person in the world rose three times. Now let's look what happened to the financial world. Well, back again in 1982, the average amount of take the value of all stocks, bonds, and whatever securities there were out there in the world, only averaged to 1,920. So that's per person in the entire world back in 1982 was 1,920. Now let's come up here to 2004. How big do you think that number is today? Well, back then, the average position value of all the financial assets, tradable financial assets in the world, was $61,443. So just imagine that. 22 years, the financial edifice, the financial pile of assets out there, rose 32 times. And so that's a recent phenomenon, 32 times. And what happened to Islam in that time period? Well, they haven't been beneficiaries. They haven't been part of that. But in the meantime, given some of these changes that I've just talked to, and we can't really get into a lot of this into detail, but basically financial capital is power. And in many ways has certainly commandeered various parts of the world. And according to some of the comments we get from Islamic scholars and so forth, and increasingly so in the last few decades, they're unhappy about it. They really aren't. Here is this Christian West as they see it. Of course, not all those nations are Christian, but they see this Christian group of countries out there, and all of a sudden they, using interest to build this big edifice of capital and to commandeer the world and to rub up against them and so forth, is based on what they consider to be a sin. So there you can see right there, those religious differences, those different perspectives, cause an issue in the schism that we see.
All right, hold that thought, we'll be right back here at Genesis.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard to find all natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Mr. Wilfred Hahn. We're talking about the economic system as it really compares with the West and the Christian West and the Muslim world. Of course, if you were living in the Christian West and you took your money and you invested it, just left it in the bank, you know, where were you getting 3 or 4% interest? Why, certainly with the inflation and all, why the value of your money has actually gone down. If you invested it in stocks and bonds, if you invested it in property, certainly with the boom in property that we've had, why, you would have done very well. You would have prospered tremendously. And certainly, you know, people have been able to go out and borrow money at the bank and start a business, and those businesses, many of those have done very, very well. So you have an entirely different outlook. I mean, many of the people in the Muslim countries, you know, have certainly believe in gold. They've actually invested in gold and precious metals, which have not really done that terribly well, at least until the last few years. And so, you know, there's an entirely different outlook between the two philosophies. One, investment and get ahead. The other is just try to, hang on to what you have. And of course, in many cases, why you tend to lose. So, put this story up there.
Yeah, well, coming on the back of your comments, Dr. Stan, the Islamic nations, again, just to talk in aggregate, they are They are avid traders. Historically, has been a very, very prosperous area. I'm talking a couple hundred years ago. And it's not that philosophically or from a theoretical point of view that they're backward or anything else like that, as many would claim. No, they are actually very good investors, but in this case, investing perhaps directly in companies, real estate, you mentioned gold, so on and so forth. It's just when we come to the area of capital, financial capital, which involves the charging of interest, that they can't play a game. They don't play a significant role, I should say, as a group. I mentioned earlier that we do live in the age of global capital, and I cited some statistics to allow listeners to get a sense of how enormously big our financial world has become relative to each and every one of us and our own little incomes, and how powerful it has been, certainly during this era of globalization. And the Islamic nations feel that because they do not allow the charging of interest, they can't have what they would call a fractional reserve-based banking system. And that sounds a little technical, I realize, but I just mean to point to the fact that you need to have this concept of interest to be able to build these enormous financial systems and financial assets. And it's that sphere that they don't play any role, and they feel themselves to be under siege, so to speak. Now, if I can just help put us all into the mindset of say, how the average Muslim or Muslim scholar would look at this. You know, they have a long history, and all of a sudden, in this last few decades, to add injury to what already was happening, you could argue that some of the Muslim nations have certainly had an interesting history over the last 100 years, particularly as some of the Western nations subdivided them and so forth, and most are probably familiar with that whole story. But all of a sudden here, increasingly Islamic nations are called backward. I mean, you'll see many economic reports put out, say, by the World Bank or the International Monetary Fund, which openly will say, oh, look at these statistics. The West has got this huge income per person, and we have technology and so on and so forth. In comparison, the Islamic nations look backward. And indeed, they do to us. There's no question about it. I mean, I'm just talking here purely in economic terms. I'm not referring to some other issues about, you know, women's rights and so forth. But so from that perspective, yes, they do look backwards. But they would then turn around and say, aha, we're not backward. That's an insult. The only reason that you're as powerful as you are, and I'm, you know, they're pointing to the Christian West, so because, you know, you base your system on the charging of interest. Otherwise, you couldn't have the big financial system. I'm just caricaturing here, kind of abbreviating here the kind of perspective that comes out. And you're trying to overrun us with this.
Now, wouldn't you say the fractional reserve concept of banking played a very important part in this?
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. Again, only a system that's possible with the concept of interest.
Right.
You need that interest, otherwise you can't have,
these fractional reserve banking,
yeah. and so I'm just trying to develop here why this has kind of been brewing and why it's been brewing more in the last number of decades. All kinds of other differences and perspectives between these two monotheistic faiths that have kind of added to the cauldron. But it's also this, and I would say particularly this, that has caused that kind of an aggravation. I'm just referring here, to some reports that have come out in recent years, which have kind of aggravated the situation. For example, one of the first reports that came out called the Arab Human Development Report in 2002, that was put out by the United Nations. And, you know, they openly show and come out and, show these differences between the income levels and the financial systems and come out right to say that, well, you know, my gosh, don't the Islamic nations look backward? And so what's the solution? And in almost all cases, these types of reports, and there have now been many since that time, that was 2002, they pretty well all come out with materialistic solutions, not realizing that one of the major differences between these two sets of conditions, I'm talking here about economic conditions, have to do with religious perspective. in this case on interest. And but they're coming, all these reports come out and say, you guys are backwards, but here's a solution. You need to do this, you need to do that. They're all materialistic type solutions, which of course the Islamic scholar or thinking person is going to refuse and say, well, no, that's part of the corrupt West. We want no part of that. So how can you come here and tell us the solutions to our problems are of that nature? Interestingly, the Islamic world, and I'm not condoning anything in particular. I'm just trying to explain here, you know, one of the fundamental reasons why we're getting all this strife, and we're going to get a lot more. And one of the reasons I've always thought that we're going to get a lot more between these two societies, and we're going to, you know, there's a number of other reasons for that. But Islam does have some very, very good economic teachings. You know, they're against the wide distribution of income, and, you know, the rich not getting too rich, and they do look after their poor. It's true that abject poverty, you know, the real poverty, is the lowest amongst the Islamic nations. There's only a couple that really have some dire situations, one of them being Somalia. But you won't really find poverty in most of the Islamic nations.
Because charity is one of the five requirements of the Muslim faith.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's, all of us, I think, would admire those teachings, and I think they're very good ones. And certainly the Christian perspective would agree with that. I should perhaps again mention for those listeners who are interested in these kinds of issues, may be interested in our free newsletter that our ministry puts out. It's called Eternal Value Review. And if you go to our website, eternalvalue.com, you can sign up for it free. And as well, there's many, many publications on there that can all be downloaded free, small booklets and so forth. And our theme for our ministry, which my wife and I have been started a number of decades ago, it's more or less focusing on stewardship issues, but as well global financial trends, such as the nature we're speaking about here, and also what I call end-time economics. I believe many of these kinds of phenomena that we see accelerating upon the world this last few hundred years, particularly the last few decades, are all part of what I would call a cosmic timeline. They play an integral role. And given my background on Wall Street and as a global money manager, it kind of comes natural to me to see those kinds of things.
Well, then, what's the solution for the Muslim world? Certainly, why would you want to bother to put your money in the bank if they're not going to be able to give you something in return? And actually, they're sort of modifying that, aren't they? So
yes.
You can. Why don't you cover that a little bit? And then,
what is the
long range solution to the problem?
Well, again, you see, I think here comes our Western perspective, Dr. Stagg. You've called it a problem. They don't see it as a problem. They think that's just the way you should do it. And they have a religious, they have Quranic scriptures from the Quran that would substantiate that view. So they would say, what's wrong with us? You folks are sitting over there because you've got this financial system based on interest. But you were mentioning that there are some changes. They're starting at the fringes, and I'll mention some of those things. But the central, I think the central conclusion that I would that I draw out in this latest report or this report this booklet, Muslims, Money and Mayhem, which you can download free, is that number one, these two differences in perspectives underlie some of this sectarian strife that we have, and it's not going to get any easier. And the second thing also that I would point to is that while we in the prosperous West, on the technological West, are very confident and feel very confident and comfortable in the society that we have, it's not necessarily that secure. Financial systems are notoriously vulnerable. And I raise that point because I think it's a perspective that we need to remember, particularly now, as the terrorist activities continue to heighten in all kinds of quarters around the world, almost all of them driven by Islamist, and that's different from Islamic, Islamist doctrines and perspectives is that they disagree with how the Western society runs their financial affairs, and would point their finger at us and saying that we're not even following, the Christian nations aren't even following the Bible. The point being that if there ever should be a great financial crisis, and it's not unreasonable to think that that could happen at some point again, the financial markets being what they are prone to crises from time to time. We've had at least 40 of them in the last 20 years around the world. We could have some very serious ones. It is true that financial systems are very vulnerable. We've just had some power outages again in California. That just illustrates again that even technologically advanced nations, while they certainly are advanced, it's also true that we're more vulnerable. Just pull a plug somewhere, just to take a very simple illustration, and all of a sudden we're immobilized. But nations, many nations around, and particularly the many Muslim societies, if the financial system collapsed, it wouldn't stop them very much at all, would it? They haven't really necessarily been reliant upon it.
And, of course, if the financial system were to collapse here, why, most of our people would lose the entire value of everything they've saved for their entire lives. In fact, we're finding more and more people are going to lose their pensions. We're finding more and more people are going to find that their houses are not worth what they paid for them. And in fact, we do not. Our whole system is built really upon a mirage. It's built upon a trust in government, that government's going to keep prosperity going. But I don't believe government can keep prosperity going. And I remember what Alan Greenspan wrote back in 1966. That was before he went to work for J.P. Morgan, where he said that, you know, the little-known secret is that there's a conspiracy against gold, in essence, because gold is the only storehouse of value you have. And if there were any other storehouse of value, they'd make that illegal, too. They don't want you, and he's speaking now of the establishment, don't want you, the average individual in the Western world, to have a means of protecting your wealth. Is that a fair statement?
I believe it is. I would look at some other aspects as well, Dr. Stan. What is actual wealth and so forth? And gold, has some very, very good qualities. It's not perfect either. It doesn't matter what financial system we choose to build. It still ultimately will depend on to some degree, on confidence. And I would say that that's one of the weakest links that we have in the financial system that we have today. Not only are there some very, very unstable aspects to how our financial system is built, but it still depends critically on all of us having a degree of confidence. But back to my original point, it is still a very, very vulnerable system, and we shouldn't forget that. And if the world is going to see much, much hotter conditions between, say, the cultural clash between the West, the formerly Christian nations, and increasingly militant Islamic factions, then it's a perspective to bear in mind.
Well, then what can the average individual out there begin to do to protect themselves, if we begin to run into some problems with our system, which has really been so successful for a number of years?
Yes, it has been. But unfortunately, in recent decades, and there's aspects of it that have gone out of kilter, and that's true also for the global financial system. There's a lot of imbalances in there. Debts have accumulated relative to incomes and so forth, a lot of unsustainable things. Who knows how long they continue? The system itself, in concept, if it were to be run with integrity, it would be a good one. It certainly has been. But in recent decades, in recent years, lots of instabilities have been built in, have happened. And I think, again, I would just point to the fact that it's very vulnerable. And in terms of this cultural clash that we're seeing in the world, not only is this concept of interest that we had been talking about one of the stickling points that have caused some of the rifts, but not being the only one, that also points to some of the vulnerabilities that I said could possibly be at play as these events roll forward. My gosh, there's so many of these flaring flare-ups going on in the world, all of them driven by some of the, you know, more militant factions within Islam.
Well, of course, we saw just a few years ago, though, in Japan, you know, back in 1990, where, I mean, most of the people there had invested in property and invested in stocks, and they lost most of what they had. What can the Americans do to protect themselves at this time in history? Because you've only got about a little for a minute for you to solve the problem for all of those people. One more time, get your webpage out, and then we'll, of course, try to get you on again.
We've got 1 minute left to solve the whole problem.
Right, right.
What can you do? Well, number one, get out of debt. That's something I virtually preach all the time. Just live within your means. Yes, we do need to have debt for some things, but that's rule number one. And it's a lesson that certainly isn't being observed by many, many households today. No matter what, get out of debt. Then there's a number of other means. But gold often comes up as being a popular idea, simply because that will have a role should there be some kind of a collapse. But I'm not necessarily that apocalyptic that I think we all need to go jump into gold. Gold does have some limitations, but certainly ourselves being global investors, we always position some gold in the all portfolios, and I would certainly recommend that.
Okay, we're going to have to let you go. We'll get you back again. Thanks
Good
very much.
Again.
Wilfred, bye-bye. Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer and diabetes and heart disease is increasing in the United States? Are you eating a lot of food that's loaded with sugars in them? Or are you certainly eating prepackaged meals that are loaded with MSG? Or are you drinking Diet Coke that's loaded with aspartame? What are you doing to protect your health? What are you doing to protect the health of your family? Well, most people really don't understand the importance of good nutrition, so I've compiled a list of the books on health, the tape sets, the videos, the vitamins and minerals and herbal products that Radio Liberty carries, and the doses of the products that we recommend. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Radio Liberty Health Catalog, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And remember, proper nutrition is essential for good health.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Coming this August through October, the Models of Excellence series, airing on CNN and the Discovery Channel, will be featuring segments on innovative home-based business solutions. Many companies were considered, but only one company made the final cut. The company that was chosen above and beyond the rest is the same company that you've been hearing about for months here on GCN. www.didyourobbillgates.com. This home-based business has changed the lives of many people worldwide by allowing economic freedom never thought possible. Through a combination of advanced technology and professional follow-up conducted by an in-house staff, all of the prospecting, presenting, and personal follow-up is done for you. Seem too good to be true? Well, think again. Check your local listings for CNN and the Discovery Channel special on this great program and see for yourself what a life-changing experience this can be. Would you like more information right now? Just visit www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how easy it is to start today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and if you'd like to really understand what's happening to at least in the West financially, you need to get my talk on the financial tsunami. We finally got our DVDs in, so we have it in either DVD or VHS, and of course we also have a syllabus And you'll certainly want to get that because it'll give you all the government documents from the Federal Reserve Bank and from the Treasury Department, and you'll really begin to understand how it all fits together. And again, the syllabus, Financial Tsunami, the talk, Financial Tsunami, it will give you the foundation and make the suggestions as to what you need to do. In fact, we tell you the three simple techniques of investment that will actually get you through what lies ahead. And then, of course, you can read the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, a wonderful, wonderful book, explaining how they create money out of debt, out of nothing, the fractional reserve system, which is a great scam. And then, of course, we have the book, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy by Professor Sutton, and the book, Fiat Money Inflation in France. So that's the Financial Tsunami Talk, a DVD or video syllabus, the book, Creature from Jekyll Island, the Financial Reserve Conspiracy, and Fiat Money Inflation in France, all available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, we hope many of you out there, if you haven't not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, will want to get that. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. We actually have, of course, actually, it's not my talk. It's a talk given by Dr. Ayub. I just saw it last night. Those of you who attended our annual meeting last November, remember Dr. Ayub talked on mercury and vaccines and why it is that all these people throughout the world, they're so intent upon population control, and yet they're so intent upon vaccinating children all throughout the world with vaccines laced with mercury, which, of course, is toxic and has a profound impact on fertility. And why are those who want to have population control want to vaccinate children throughout the world with mercury-containing vaccines? You'll find it a fascinating video, and right now it's just available in video. But you'll have to call and ask for the mercury video made by Dr. Ayub. You'll find it fascinating. Now, we are going to, of course, to have our program again this year. It's going to be October 29th, and we hope that many of you out there will want to come. That's a Sunday. It was the only day we could get it here in the Monterey Bay area. So mark down October 29th to attend the Radio Liberty program. And then, of course, on the 9th and 10th of September, there's going to be, over in the Santa Clara area, the UFO conference. That's a UFO conference. If you're interested in going to that, we will be there. We won't be speaking, but we'll have a table. Although they'll have about 1,500 people, and they'll have some way-out people. They'll have some fascinating talks. But you must understand that UFOs are physical manifestations of the other dimension. And we have a book on that, two books. One is Alien Encounters, and the other is Alien Abductions. And there really are UFOs, but they are demonic. They come from the other dimension. And so much of what's going on today really does reflect the other dimension that most people don't even realize exists. So again, if you'd like to get any of the things we're talking about, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. We hope you'll go there. And, of course, you can listen to our programs on the Internet now, 5 hours a day, live. And, of course, you can get our shortwave programs, 4 hours a day. They've changed our evening shortwave. Now it's a 5850 and 5860, or 5.850 and 5.860. You can get us on Telstar 5, 9 hours a day, and you won't get much done. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health communicable diseases and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests. And, well, today we have with us Nancy Levant, and we're going to be talking about an executive order, 13397, that was signed earlier this year, that is, or either this year or last year. We'll find out exactly from Nancy. But it really, of course, began to incorporate our churches into this whole program of homeland security. Now, the last thing we would ever want would be for the government to begin to control our churches and to utilize them to advance their agenda. And yet, is that what's happening? Nancy, really right, she's come up with a new book. It's going to be available, and we'll let her talk a little bit about that later. But we want to talk about this article, which she wrote, distributed on News with Views. You can find it at newsviews.com. And she's written a number of other very insightful articles, but this one really bothered me deeply because, of course, I remember reading the book we carry. It's called Hitler's Cross by Dr. Erwin Lutzer, a senior pastor at the Moody Bible Church. And I fear that we're seeing events happening in America very similar to what we saw in Hitler's Germany in the 1930s. With that as a background, Nancy, thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Why don't you just tell our listeners a little bit about this and why you happened to write it and what your concerns are.
Well, I will tell your listeners that I found this executive order on the NARA, N-A-R-A, website, and 10 minutes later wrote my article, which was really, frankly, just an emotional response to this executive order. And I was absolutely bombarded from around the country from American clergy stating that they had no clue, they wanted more information. And once again, I realized how much the American public simply does not know. So on that note, where I would like to begin with Executive Order 13397 and with many, many other executive orders that the country does not know about, is that we're talking about a hierarchy of systems that are built around dialectic concepts and missions of terrorism and disaster response and recovery. So I want to begin by just taking a look at this dialectic hierarchy. This is very, very important for American clergy to understand, if they want to understand what is happening in the church, if they want to understand their corporate status, and they want to understand the specific executive order. In the dialectic hierarchy, there are basically four steps. The first begins with a group of people deciding that they have an ultimate and desired result that they want to achieve. The next step is that they create a pre-planned series of crisis scenarios. The third step is that they actually have pre-planned solutions to assist those who have been affected by these pre-planned crisis scenarios. And these pre-planned solutions also serve to enact the initial desired result And then finally, step four is that you implement the initial desired result that you wanted to begin with. Now, in this dialectic hierarchy, the desired result is to eliminate constitutionally based government of America in order to implement the one world government in this nation. It's just that simple. Step two, they needed to create pre-planned crisis scenarios, such as 9/11, ongoing wars in the Mideast and other locations for decades and decades.
Hold that, Nancy. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Okay.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Okay, now.
Our guest this afternoon is Nancy Levant, and she is an author, and she does. Actually, her new book is be coming out very, very shortly, but today we're referring to an article she wrote for newswithviews.com, and you can get it down on the internet at newswithviews, www.newswithviews.com, and the article is entitled Executive Order 13397, Church as a Governmental Agency. And so you pick up the story there. Nancy is describing how many things are being done today. They're creating all sorts of crises, whether it be global warming or the threat of terrorism or the threat of financial problems. There always has to be a threat to get the American people incrementally to give up their freedom. After all, if we don't give up our freedom, why, Osama bin Laden is going to take away our freedom. So we have to relinquish our freedom to protect our freedom, something like that. So Nancy, pick up the story.
It's absolutely non-stop crisis. It can be chemical, biological, radiological. It can be the bird flu. It's just every time we turn around, there's this new horrific scenario. And at the same time, television keeps conditioning us. desensitizing us with all of this crisis-based programming. Now, let's go back to the actual executive order. This is Executive Order 13397. In Section 1, Part A, it says, the Secretary of Homeland Security shall establish within the Department of Homeland Security a center for faith-based and community initiatives. And I really, really hope that people will read this. This order, came into play on March 7th of 2006. It says the center shall begin operations no later than 45 days from the date of this order, which means that this new authority that the Department of Homeland Security has upon the churches took effect this year, April 21st, about 2.5 months ago. Now, it says the purpose of the center shall be to coordinate agency efforts to eliminate regulatory, contracting, and other programmatic obstacles to the participation of faith-based and other community organizations in the provision of social and community service. Now, as we just go down through here.
Wait a minute. I thought that Homeland Security had to do with terrorism. It sounds like that they just want the church to begin having to do with just taking care of social problems. Is that the impression, or does this really have to do with terrorism?
Well, yeah, exactly. Why is a military and a spying organization now have any administrative authority over the American church? It's a very, very interesting question to ask, but there are answers. Also reading from the actual executive order, we're going to coordinate a comprehensive departmental effort to incorporate faith-based and other community organizations in department programs and initiatives. And then we'll just go on and on. It's actually rather vague. It's not a long thing to read. But, okay, so where does Executive Order 13397 come into play inside of the dialectic that we talked about at the beginning of the show? This executive order places rather vague administrative authority over the church to the Department of Homeland Security, which also has authority over FEMA. And this is kind of where our original hierarchy comes into play. The Department of Homeland Security is a paramilitary system with administrative authority over FEMA. Now, FEMA is also historically a disaster response and recovery organization. If your readers, or your listeners, rather, will do some research at the United States Department of Health and Human Services Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration's website, which is www.mentalhealth.samhsa.gov.
Now you're going to have to give that again, because it's one more time.
www.mentalhealth.samhsa.gov. When you come up on your home screen, you're going to see a search box in the upper left, and you're going to type in the word pastors. You're going to discover that the church has many, many, many masters, including FEMA, if they are faith-based or 501c3 churches.
Well, now, of course, the faith-based is something that George Bush had come up with so that he could actually give money to the churches to get them to help with social problems. The only problem is that, you know, when the church begins taking money from the government, it becomes subservient to the government, just like it was in Hitler's Germany.
Well, that's exactly right. And the problem is that these faith-based churches basically are getting money for disaster recovery. And why would they do that without knowing that we've got disaster coming? The 501c3 churches are, in fact, operating corporations. As such, they receive grants from the federal government. They incorporate themselves into government agencies. They follow government rules and regulations. And this is particularly true when your administrator is a military system in a nation that's operating under admiralty laws. But, you know, that's another topic altogether, so we'll just let that go for now. But it's fascinating that most of the American 501c3 churches have no clue as to their governmental affiliation.
Could you explain to our listeners what a 501c3 church is and why so many of our churches have given up their independence to become extensions of the government?
Well, you know, they wanted tax exemption. I think that that's kind of the bottom line. It makes them tax exempt, just like any other nonprofit. But the problem is, they feel, you know, churches basically feel that they are non-political by virtue of their 501c3 status, and that they're non-political entities. But nothing can be farther from the truth. Many, if not most, 501c3 churches are compelled by virtue of their funding to forward global government missions and ethics in their churches and into the minds of their congregations.
But, of course, most ministers are not aware of that at the present time, are they?
Yes. The best example of global politics in church and churches are the grant-driven mandates to bring environmental issues and community projects through the use of networks and partnerships using their congregations. And now, through the Department of Homeland Security, to serve disaster response and recovery missions when disaster and crisis scenarios are the global government's implementation strategies for the one world government on American soil. That's how they're doing it. This is where the education of clergy of all faiths is absolutely mandated. They've got to understand the political and economic globalism missions to understand their current financial obligations to their grant masters.
My understanding is that there have been actually a number of programs put on by the Homeland Security where they've invited ministers to come and told them that they've got to get their people in their congregations behind the government. After all, Romans 13 says that people have to back the government. So it is up to the minister to get the people to go along with the government's agenda. Would this be the sort of thing you're concerned about?
Well, you know, it concerns me terribly. It concerns me that the churches are going to be used to keep people compliant with the new rules. For instance, if martial law is declared in this country and all systems are go for that signature to be made, I'm sure that the churches are going to be used to tell people to do what you're told. And, you know, this is where the understanding, the American clergy has got to understand the UN document called Agenda 21. It is fundamental, and if they have not read it, they don't know what they're doing.
Well, could you explain to our listeners what Agenda 21 is? Because so, even though it is really the major policy of American foreign and domestic policy, I'd say that there's probably not one in a hundred Americans who's ever heard of Agenda 1 or realize what this plan is.
And that's very frustrating because it's way past time. People should know by now. Agenda 21 is a document that came upon American soil in 1992. Basically, the Clinton administration agreed to implement the UN mandates for what they call a sustainable planet. Basically, Agenda 21 says that we have environmental problems all over the world, and that they came up with a plan on how to fix these problems. Now, it's a very long document. It's 40 chapters long. It's worth the read. And every American citizen who is worth a salt needs to read that article, or that document. But there are two very important points in Agenda 21. Number one is that all private property globally is to be eliminated or taken from the hands of people. No one is to own private property. All private property is to come under the ownership and authority of this global government. And number two, that the population needs to be dropped massively on the planet. And I believe by 2050, upwards of three-quarters of the people need to disappear because they're saying that overpopulation has caused these terrible problems. Now, let me go back here. What we are seeing is a military organization and a spying organization that is now funneling information, administrative control, and money in the form of grants to the 501c3 churches to specifically perform the dialectic missions of crisis response, or, in other words, people control.
I want to know, Teresa, have they really started giving any money to the churches yet, or is this going to be down the line?
Well, I don't know. You know, this thing was just, it's only been up and running for 2.5 months. I believe that the executive order called for a study to be done on how money was delivered to these churches, and I can guarantee you that it will not only be how money is delivered, but it will also be the mandates that go along with taking that money.
Well, of course, there's no free money, and of course...
absolutely.
And if somebody gives you money, they own you. And unfortunately, some of the largest ministers in America have already taken faith-based government money.
And that's right.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today, and check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Nancy is talking about starting out with this idea. There's the new executive order by which they want to have the Office of Homeland Security begin to funnel money into churches to help with disaster relief. We've already seen instances where ministers have been taken to these meetings and told that if there's an emergency, their job is to convince their parishioners, you're to go along and do whatever the government says. After all, Romans 13 says that we're to obey our government. If we don't obey our government, we're violating God's laws. And that's exactly what they did in Hitler's Germany. And then, of course, Nancy's talking about this program for Agenda 21, which is a United Nations program that's been with us for 14 years, having come to us in 1992 out of the Second Earth Summit. And the Agenda 21 wants to get you off of your property. It wants to get you out of your car. How are they going to get you out of your car? They've always planned to run the price of gasoline up as high as they could so you wouldn't use gasoline as much as they... They want you to cut back on your energy use in your home. In other words, electricity. How are they doing that? Well, we deregulate electricity so we could massively increase the price of electricity, and, of course, we could do away with local public utilities and begin to get brownouts and blackouts and have the whole system begin to fall apart. And that way, of course, you're going to be forced to cut back on your energy use. This is part of a master plan, isn't it, Nancy?
Yes. I mean, welcome to Third World America.
And that's really what they intend, and they're quite open with it. If you really believe they read Agenda 21, or you get the one for Santa Cruz, which we do offer, they want to lower our living standards to that of third world countries. And, Nancy, when we tell people that, they look at you and say, that couldn't be true.
Well, you know, ignorance is never bliss. That's all I can say. I want to continue with this global government economic system, because this is really important. The economic bureaucracy works through a system of what we call here in the U.S. partnerships and networks of nonprofits, of which the church is one. Public schools and hospitals, land developers, all of them are now partnered into this system, as are state and most of our county governments. All networks and partnerships are now based upon consensus rule or rule of the group. Individualism is actually becoming rather outlawed in this country. Now, these financial pyramid systems or networks or partnerships, they have all been set up kind of beginning with the central banking system in Europe and the World Bank and the American branch of the central banking system, which is called the Federal Reserve Corporation. In our country, always remember that America is bankrupt, totally bankrupt, thanks to the geniuses in our Federal Reserve Corporation. Now, if you want to actually make money in today's world, churches included, excuse me, you actually have to tie yourselves to the financial favors and benefits of grant dollar networks in exchange for grantor requests or demands. Now, anyone who knows about grants knows that with each and every opportunity for grant money comes these mandates whereby you perform very, very specific missions and that you have to follow up with reporting mechanisms to prove that you have performed these mandated missions. And also, in today's world of global governance, you find things like executive orders and signing statements that create new masterships out of thin air, such as placing the Department of Homeland Security as some kind of administrative and financial authority over the 501c3 or the faith-based churches. You know, this is a military and spying organization that has been giving what I believe is very terrifyingly vague authority over our churches and synagogues in the United States of America. And like I said, this just happened. This has just been implemented about 2.5 months ago, but guess what? The priests and pastors and rabbis and ministers had no clue. Oh. They were never told. There was no mass media coverage of this executive order whatsoever.
Well, how can people actually verify this? You actually gave a website where people can actually find out about this.
All they need to, well, they can go to the NARA.com. website, or they can simply type into their search engine executive order 13397, and they can just go Read it and weep.
All right, this is the NARA.com website, or, of course, Google in 13397. This is an executive order that now is going to give the Office of Homeland Security control, or really, do they have control, or are they just going to be able to force the ministers to go along with their program?
Well, there are, what they're trying to do is to make it very, very, very easy for churches to get money out of federal, to get federal dollars and Homeland Security dollars.
Well, if we don't do it, get it, somebody else will, won't they? We'll be back in just a minute here at Radio Liberty. But remember, if you take their money, they own you.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Proper nutrition is absolutely essential for good health, but most people just don't eat right. Did you know that vitamin C is essential for our health? It's responsible for our collagen, for our bone. It's an excellent antioxidant that protects our immune system, but we can't produce it. Every other animal in the world can produce it except for fruit bats, hamsters, and human beings, and that's why we need vitamin C supplements. Most people are vitamin D deficient during the winter months, and certainly those who work indoors are vitamin D deficient during the entire year, and you need supplements. If you'd like to learn about the various health books and tape sets and videos and other health products that are available from Radio Liberty, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Radio Liberty Health Catalog.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions? Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using this similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Nancy Levant, and she's Nancy's talking about the 501c3 church, which is when a church incorporates and becomes a 501c3 type of church under IRS law. And when they do that, they no longer are a church. They're an extension of the government. And if the minister gets up and advocates, certain legislation, or he speaks out against a political candidate, or one of my friends did. On his radio program, he was not a church, but he was a 501c3 ministry. He said Bill Clinton was a crook, and he got a visit from the IRS, and they said, "We're going to take away your 501c3 status, and you're going to lose all this money." And my friend said, "But Bill Clinton has recently been impeached by the House of Representatives because of his obstruction of justice and because of lying and perjury." And the IRS said, "It doesn't matter. You cannot say that. You cannot say it about the president. It doesn't matter what the truth is. You say it, you lose 501c3. And so he lost his 501c3 and lost a lot of money.
Yep.
Most people will not speak out because it's much easier to go along and get along than to tell the truth.
That's right. Now, a corporate church, you know, does receive certain privileges and franchises, and they are subject to the laws of the state and to the limitations of their charters. But the powers are limited by law. It can a corporate church can make no contract that's not authorized by its charter. Its rights to act as a corporation are only preserved as long as it obeys the laws of its initial creation. Now, equally, to voluntarily submit the church to the state through incorporation is binding unless you dissolve the corporation. Now, when a church becomes a 501c3 corporation, it's no longer protected by the First Amendment. The church is under the jurisdiction of the state, and it must comply with all corporate laws. Now, when a corporate church is brought into court, you know, for whatever reason, they're going to cry, well, separation of church and state, but they have actually given up their church status, they're actually no longer under the jurisdiction of the First Amendment, but rather to the corporate law. Now, while the incorporation of churches seems relatively harmless, we have to understand, American clergy has to understand that the mechanisms are in place for the control and oppression of churches in the future. And this is where Executive Order 13397 comes into play. And no one forced churches to incorporate or seek their 501c3 tax exemption, and no one can stop churches from dissolving their connection with the state. But as previously stated, a corporation operates under other than constitutional laws. So, you know, today, how much legislation is directly against the true mission of the Christian church? Well, just about all of it is. So why in the world would a church purposefully give up its political influence? And in exchange for nonprofit status and tax protections, why would a church leadership agree to environmental missions of the United Nations, which include the giving up of private property rights, the rights to firearms, and to assist in the mandatory relocation of American citizens from their homes? Now, you know, I really, really hate to ask this question, but exactly which masters are the American churches serving? Are they serving the state, the UN, Agenda 21, Jesus Christ? You know, you have to ask yourself that question.
Well,
and you must also ask why you were never told about that you're now beholden to a military and spying organization. So I guess you will just have to ask yourself the question, what would Jesus do? Because, you know, it's just such a mess. Now, I found an article by a gentleman named Brendan Coyne, and I found this article in a online publication called The New Standard. And he had some interesting things to say. When this executive order came into play, the Department of Homeland Security responded to this new executive order. And they said that this new center, this faith-based center, will play a key role in future disaster relief efforts, in part by helping to build, and I quote, a culture of preparedness in every community across America. So once again, we're going back to our dialectic of pre-planned crisis scenarios.
And I really believe that they will plan crises. We know that there have been things specifically done here in America to terrorize the American people.
That's
that
right.
The government knew about ahead of time. And, of course, I would simply mention, immediately after 9-1-1, on the very evening, you know, when, of course, the smoldering wreckage of the Twin Towers in Building 7 were there, the Vice President of the United States, the President of the United States, and the entire White House staff started on Cipro, which is specifically used for anthrax. That's what you use. And yet it wasn't 2 weeks later when the anthrax attack came, so they knew the attack was coming. It was a militarized form of anthrax. If they knew it was coming, why didn't they tell the people?
Exactly.
And if they were privy to secret information, wouldn't you think that they'd want everybody in America to be in a position to protect themselves? Or was this really Osama bin Laden who sent out that that anthrax? Because, of course, that anthrax attack was used very effectively to get through the Patriot Act. And the Senate and the House immediately voted for legislation they'd never seen, because who could be against the Patriot Act, which took away our Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights and allowed them to come and search our homes and not even telling us about it?
Exactly. Incredible. Now, I've got another quote from the Department of Homeland Security, who responded to this presidential executive order, and I think this is really important. This is a quote. The department will more effectively channel the unique resources and capabilities of faith-based and other community organizations in times of crisis, now listen to this, and on an ongoing basis in preparing for catastrophes of all types. There you have this vague language that tells you that this administration over the churches is ongoing. Now I'm going to be, you know, I'm known for being a very blunt writer, so I'm going to be blunt.
I never would have suspected. Go ahead, Nancy.
Now, I'm going to just say what I think here. The ignorance of the American clergy is inexcusable, just as is the ignorance of the American public at this stage of the game. And until our church leadership is up to speed, you are misusing your congregations in exchange for money. And forgive me for saying so, but this is what I call prostitution. I hate it. I hate what is going on. You cannot serve the head of the Christian church and the paramilitary organizations and the United Nations and your grant masters. It cannot be morally done. And it is time for the clergy to get up to speed. Now, on that note, there is an organization that I am absolutely 100% behind. I am involved on a daily basis with this organization, and it is called ACE. The acronym is ACE, which stands for Americans for Constitutional Enforcement. The sole purpose of this organization is for American citizens in every single tiny town and burg in this country to group themselves together to do community education of the American people. Until we understand what has happened in this nation, we are sunk. If you will contact ACE, and I'm going to give you a site, it is contactus@ace.org.
Let's do that one more time, please, Nancy.
Contact us at ace.org. We will send you a nearly 90-page information packet. It will tell you how to raise your chapters in your community. It will give you the educational materials that you need to have to teach the American public, your family, your friends, your neighbors, your congregations.
All right, hold that thought for just a moment here. Go ahead. Nancy?
Okay. It will give you the information, the educational materials that you need to teach your family, friends, neighbors, your fellow employees, your congregations, what it is that the American people have got to understand has happened in this nation. Because until we are on the same page, we are at a loss. We're going to lose this country. The only strength that we have is in great numbers and united in knowledge. And, you know, we have to get rid of our globalist leaders. They are Democrats, and they are primarily Democrats and primarily Republicans.
So,
and until we can get them out of here, we're going to go down.
And I think that what Nancy says is absolutely right. The leaders of both political parties are dedicated to globalism. During the 2004 election, for President, did you hear either John Kerry or George Bush talk about globalism and do away with our sovereignty and this long-standing plan to create a world government? Of course not, because the leaders of both political parties favor that.
Yes.
And that's what, of course, this is all
and
about.
And it's all by design, and they have been doing it for decades.
And they use war to actually get us, first of all, they tried to get us in the United Nations, find me into the League of Nations, didn't work. Then they got us in the United Nations, but it doesn't have the power. They've got to have another war. They've got to attack the very infrastructure of this society to get the American people to be willing to give up their freedom, and they want to use the church to accomplish that. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They and you know, they're using the church in the same way that they're using the public schools. All of our children are being socially re-engineered to become non-American people. They're becoming global citizens and multicultural citizens and this citizen and that citizen, but they're not American citizens. The Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and the rights, you know, you go ask any neighbor, any family member, any friend, any coworker to name their constitutional rights, and they don't know what they are. And that's because the schools have basically been disallowed to teach about our government.
Well, that's what the George Bush's No Child Left Behind program, really, it was Ted Kennedy's program, but George Bush got it through.
Oh,
and the whole idea is to indoctrinate the children in internationalism, and now you have a federal curriculum that is teaching our children how wonderful world government is and how terrible our form of government is.
Well, and, you know, the federal government legally cannot interfere with public education.
But they're doing it because our schools want their money.
Oh, they have done it, and they've done it through, what I've read is that the way that they got around the law that disallows them from being in the public schools is they have done it under the guise of research and development. You know, it's outcome-based education. It's now the school-to-work program. And I want to tell the listeners something. Today I was talking to a woman that I work with who was taking college classes, and she is getting a degree in what is now called American Leadership, which I think used to be like public administration. And she said that one of her course studies is on what she called followship, not fellowship, followship. In other words, how to follow rules and how to follow group consensus. And so this is what we are being taught. We are being socially reengineered. Our televisions do it every time we turn on the TV.
That's sort of like groupthink, isn't it?
Yes. And I don't know if anyone has seen the show Big Brother. It's absolutely an extraordinary thing to watch because you're seeing consensus in action. And our schools are doing it. Mass media has been corrupting our minds for a very long time, dumbing us down. And now here come the churches. I can tell you a story about where I live, where 12 churches have recently united in a partnership, and they're of all different faiths, all different congregations, people, churches, and they have all agreed to start teaching within their congregations and within the community environmentalism and global warming and protecting nature. What are the churches thinking? This is straight out of Agenda 21. This document basically was pretty much set in stone in the 1970s. It was implemented, the missions of Agenda 21 were implemented in this country in 1992. And, you know, it's like I said, if every American clergyman does not read Agenda 21, then they shouldn't be clergy, as far as I'm concerned.
But, Nancy, all of the media tells us that there is nobody who questions, no legitimate person, no legitimate scientist, there is global warming, and it's produced by man's activity, and the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, and all of the major publications insist that global warming is an entity, which means either one of two things. Either they're right, or the media is controlled, and we're being lied to. And I just attended a meeting this last weekend with scientists from all over the country, and of course they were pointing out that the ice caps on Mars are melting as well. The ice caps on Mars are melting just like the ice caps in our Arctic and Antarctic, and they suggested that the solution was to stop driving cars up on Mars.
You know, it's interesting that we're blamed for this. And it's also interesting that they can control weather and that we actually have weather control legislation and research projects going on this very topic. You know, my question is it real or is it being implemented?
Well, I think we will never know. We know that the Earth goes through cycles, and we know that 1,000 years ago, Greenland was called Greenland when Leif Erikson was there because
exactly.
It was green. I mean, they grew grapevines on Greenland, and then we went into an ice age, and the ice age existed until 1640, and then we began to warm again, and we are warming.
Well, you know, as long as major corporations and major philanthropic organizations like the Rockefeller Foundation and the Carnegies and the Fords are giving vast, vast amounts of money to science projects. As far as I'm concerned, science sold out. Now, I don't want to see the churches do the same thing. Science is, I mean, there's so many despicable sciences between manufactured superviruses, weather control, the HARP technology up in Alaska, the panoptical technology, which basically spies on us constantly. This is a very, very big issue in England at the time. And all of these, you know, and they're very paranoid sciences. Once again, they're about people control.
And that's why they have, of course, those video cameras going up every place, because, of course, we're trying to catch Osama bin Laden. He might be driving down our highway someplace, and that's why we've got to have cameras on every street corner, on every highway.
If you believe that, I've got some wetland to sell you in a biosphere reserve.
Nancy, how can people get in touch with you? Do you have a website you'd like to put out?
Honey, they can get in touch with me through newswithviews.com. They can, at the bottom of my articles, they will see an address, and they can write to me at that address.
Okay, fine. Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer and diabetes and heart disease is increasing in the United States? Are you eating a lot of food that's loaded with sugars in them? Or are you certainly eating prepackaged meals that are loaded with MSG? Or are you drinking Diet Coke that's loaded with aspartame? What are you doing to protect your health? What are you doing to protect the health of your family? Well, most people really don't understand the importance of good nutrition, so I've compiled a list of the books on health, the tape sets, the videos, the vitamins and minerals and herbal products that Radio Liberty carries, and the doses of the products that we recommend. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Radio Liberty Health Catalog, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And remember, proper nutrition is essential for good health.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we've seen. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly if you want to know more about this whole program we're talking about Agenda 21, we actually have copies of the Agenda 21 that was developed for Santa Cruz. We have our Sustainable Development Talk on video. We have a Sustainable Development, a four-tape set. We have a syllabus that actually goes along with that, tells you about the Earth Charter, which is written by some of the wealthiest men in the world. And calls for the redistribution of your wealth. Not their wealth, but they call for equitable distribution of wealth within nations. That's communism, of course. And between nations, that's how, of course, they're going to impoverish this nation as they transfer our jobs and our factories and our wealth to other nations. But the only way you're going to be able to do this is have us distracted with the war on terror and of course, in the name of fighting the terrorists, why we've got to give up our freedom. We've got to allow the government to tap everybody's telephone because, well, you might be a terrorist. And you say, well, I've done nothing wrong. I have nothing to fear. Ladies and gentlemen, what they want to know is everything about you so they can control you. Why do you think they have given $385 million to Halliburton to build detention camps in America? Do you think that's for the illegal immigrants? I mean, George Bush has had 5 years to build camps for the illegal immigrants if he wanted to. No, ladies and gentlemen, there are people who look at the world differently. If you have not gotten our material on concentration camps, and a lot of this is actual government documents you can read, and their plans, we have a four-tape set on concentration camps. We have a government document on concentration camps. You can get the concentration camp special, and you'll see footage in there from the Iran-Contra hearings when Congressman Jack Brooks, back in the 1980s, tried to bring out on the hearings there about the plan to suspend the Constitution and put people in concentration camps, and you'll hear Senator Inouye interrupting him repeatedly. You'll see the actual footage, and then Congressman Gonzalez, who headed the House Banking Committee, coming on and saying, well, there really is a plan, in case of a national emergency, to suspend the Constitution and put people into detention camps. We're not talking about something imaginary. We're talking about something real. If you look at it from the spiritual point of view, why should God intervene? I mean, after all, we have allowed these terrible things to happen. We've turned against God. We've become an immoral people. We've allowed over 50 million unborn children to be murdered here, and we've provided the funding for the murder of millions, hundreds of millions of unborn children throughout the world because we give over $400 million every year for worldwide population control. If you doubt what I'm saying, you need to see the video we have entitled Planned Population Reduction. That's Planned Population Reduction, available a DVD or video. We have a Population Control Special. We have a video on population control, a four-tape set on population control. You can get our monograph. It's probably the best thing out there, simple to read, called Population Control Agenda Monograph. And now we have a great new video. It's on mercury and the vaccines. It's Dr. Ayoub's talk that was given at the Radio Liberty Conference last November, where he goes into the background of the fact that they are putting mercury in the childhood vaccines given to children throughout the world. Now, they took it out of the childhood vaccines in the United States because they felt it wasn't safe, but we're putting them in the vaccines we're giving throughout the world. Why would you do something like that unless you wanted to hurt hundreds of millions of children? And who would want to do something like that? You'll want to get the new video by Dr. Ayoub, completed within this last week. All of these things are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Remember, we do carry the Berkey products, and we hope that you'll want to get them from us. We would also simply point out we are having our annual conference on October 29th That's October 29th, and you can call and make your reservation here in the Monterey Bay area. It is a Sunday, but it was the only day we could get for the conference. We ask you to pray for America, pray for revival, pray for radio liberty, but pray for our provision and our protection.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
I'm Laura Lee Scholl. Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah has taken the airwaves in a taped television address. Lauren Freyer is in Beirut.
Nasrallah is warning fellow Arabs to leave the Israeli city of Haifa so we don't shed your blood, he says. These are his first comments since the U.S.-French draft resolution was floated. Nasrallah calls the deal unfair and unjust. He says it gives Israel more than it wanted and more than it was looking for. He's backing the Lebanese government instead, the same government that was in talks to disarm Hezbollah before the war began. As for Israel's decision to send ground troops deeper into Lebanon, he says, quote, "We will be waiting for you at every village and every valley."
Researchers warn that moms' dieting habits can rub off on kids, sometimes giving them an unhealthy fixation on body image. A new study found that dieting by mothers was associated with dieting by their adolescent daughters. This is IRN.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For a free rate quote, call 1-800-554-2835. That's all it takes. Just